This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. For the third time this year, Governor John Bel Edwards addressed a joint session of the legislature as a second special session follows on the heels of the regular session's end.
Here we are again. Probably seems like we never left.
At least one of the governor's themes was predictable.
So let's do it by working together.
But since a special session has a tightly focused agenda, the governor also made clear his three main priorities for this 2.5 week long session.
Cleaning up some errors that we made in the first special session. The frantic pace of the final moments of that special session led to some unintended consequences that we need to fix. Second, we must enact real, meaningful tax reform and close the $600 million deficit remaining for the fiscal year beginning July 1st.
And in light of what did not happen at the close of the regular session,
a third main goal will be to pass a capital outlay bill that allows us to complete essential construction projects, tackle deferred maintenance, and invest in our highway priority program.
Once again, the House and the Senate are at odds, since the House failed to vote on concurrence with Senate amendments to the capital outlay bill, causing the governor to admonish lawmakers.
Let's always remember we work for the people of Louisiana. Let's live up to their expectations and get our act together.
He also left them with a veiled threat.
We need to make the harder right choices in the next 2 weeks rather than the easier wrong ones that will have negative long-term effects on our state and cause us to be right back here again trying to deal with these problems.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.